WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're just cruising along, thinking everything's going great, then bam. A situation hits you sideways and you're left wondering, wait, what just happened? How did I react like that? That's the beauty, and sometimes the pain, of being human. We're complex creatures with a whole inner world swirling around thoughts, emotions, motivations all vying for attention. But here's the kicker. To truly live a fulfilling life, we need to understand that inner landscape. That's where self-awareness comes in, folks. It's not about being perfectly zen all the time, though wouldn't that be nice? It's about having a clearer picture of ourselves, our strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just lace up your shoes and hit the pavement without a plan, right? Self-awareness is that training plan for your mind. It helps us navigate life with more intention, make better decisions, and build stronger relationships. So, how do we get there? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to start flexing those self-awareness muscles. 1. Embrace the power of observation. This isn't about staring at yourself in the mirror for hours, though that might work for some. It's about paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations throughout the day. Notice what sets you off, what makes you feel calm and energized, and how your body reacts to different situations. Keep a journal, jot down quick notes on your phone, or simply carve out a few minutes each day for mindful reflection. 2. Seek honest feedback. We all have blind spots, areas where we struggle to see ourselves clearly. That's why honest feedback from trusted friends, family, or even mentors can be invaluable. Ask them for their observations about your strengths and weaknesses, how you handle stress, and any patterns they notice in your behavior. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift. It helps us grow. 3. Reflect on your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your decisions and actions? Identifying your core values can provide clarity and direction. When you're facing a tough choice, ask yourself, does this align with my values? This helps ensure you stay true to yourself and make decisions that feel authentic and meaningful. 4. Challenge your assumptions. We all have beliefs about ourselves and the world around us, often formed in childhood or based on past experiences. But those assumptions don't always serve us well. Take time to question your thoughts, especially those negative or limiting ones. Are they really true? What evidence supports them? By challenging our assumptions, we create space for new perspectives and possibilities. 5. Practice self-compassion. This is a big one. Being self-aware doesn't mean being perfect. It means accepting ourselves with all our flaws and imperfections. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the human experience. Ever had that moment where you snapped at someone when you were already stressed? Or maybe you overreacted in a situation that didn't actually warrant such a big response. These are moments where self-awareness can really help us break out of those reactive patterns. Imagine this. You're in a meeting, and someone says something that rubs you the wrong way. Instead of immediately getting defensive or lashing out, you pause for a second. You take a deep breath, noticing a rising anger and tightness in your chest. Then, you consciously choose to respond calmly and respectfully, even if it feels challenging at first. That's self-awareness in action, recognizing your emotions, understanding their triggers, and choosing how you want to respond. It's like having an internal GPS that guides you towards more mindful and fulfilling interactions. So, remember, this isn't about becoming a Zen master overnight, it's about taking small steps each day to cultivate greater self-awareness. Start by observing your thoughts and feelings, seek feedback from trusted sources, reflect on your values, challenge your assumptions, and practice self-compassion. Remember, the journey of self-discovery is ongoing. Keep pushing yourself, keep learning, and keep growing. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little Stoic Mind Gym action. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find our show and join the conversation. And stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, where we'll be diving into another powerful tool for mental fitness. Until then, keep training that mind.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.